Back here with the Coach's Show, Trent Craxer with you, sitting in with Valley Falls Dragons head coach Ryan Noel. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment and FW Houston. And Coach, a tough one last week against Pleasant Ridge, but what are the positives that you take away from that game?
Well, you're right. It was a tough one. There are plenty of positives. There are some things that we were able to see on tape where we weren't bad in certain situations. There were some personnel evaluations that really helped us. You could make a checklist of all the things that could go bad in the first quarter of a football game, and I think we checked most of those off at the opener. So the goal is just to be a little better this week and stay away from that checklist, I think.
And what have you seen in practice? The guys making adjustments, has practice been encouraging so far this week?
It's been good. We've had two really good ones. The kids have been very coachable, very receptive. And, you know, just like anything else, you go out and you don't perform to the standard that you want to be at or where you'd hope to be. So I think we all know we have to do a few things differently. From the coaching standpoint, we're going to coach them a little differently this week. We're going to help them out a little bit more. We're going to try to put them in better spots. And, you know, like I said, the kids have been extremely receptive to that. But they're great kids, and we've talked about that before and how much we enjoy them. And that's what we expect of them, and they're absolutely accepting some coaching this week.
And outside of offensive line, you have a lot of new pieces and new spots. Do you feel that those guys kind of took that under their belt and will look to be better this week against Mar Hill?
I mean, that's the goal, isn't it? Just incremental changes that make bigger things possible. But we're gonna go back to the basics. We're going to focus on small things. We know that Mar Hill will present some challenges similar to what we saw in Pleasant Ridge. But, you know, work on us and do the best we can to have the kids prepared to play.
And we'll talk about that matchup here with Mar Hill right after this commercial break. Trent Craxner back here with you on the Locker Room Chat, sitting in with Valley Falls head coach Ryan Noel. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment and the FW Houston. And Coach, Mar Hill had a very impressive performance under their new head coach last week, beating Horton 44-6. And watching that tape, what have you guys noticed in the film room?
Well, they're good on offense. You know, they share the ball. They get a lot of people involved. Quarterback has a nice arm and throws a real good ball. I think we all know that Rapplinger is going to get a lot of carries, and rightfully so. So, you know, the challenge for us becomes defensively, bend but don't break, and make him sustain drives. And I thought we did some of that on Friday. We just kind of got big played here and there, and it wasn't, you know, anyone's fault. Just, you know, right kid in the wrong place at the wrong time. So we'll be better in that regard. And we know, you know, defensively, they also, Mar Hill played well last week at Horton. You give up a score, but they had a lot of good things happen. So the offensive challenges for us is take care of the ball and sustain some drives.
And they also start a sophomore quarterback similar to Pleasant Ridge. So how do you kind of attack that defensively?
I mean, you got to be prepared. Like I said earlier, he throws a great ball. He made some good decisions. So, you know, be sound in the secondary. Make sure they catch the ball in front of you. And really just, you know, be prepared to go out and play a whole game and grind it out.
And held scoreless last week, and Mar Hill only allowed 6 points in their matchup against Horton. So offensively, what's the way that you guys are looking to attack them?
Well, we had a few drives where we were able to get, you know, 3, 4, 4, 6, and we moved the chains a couple of times in a row. But getting behind the chains just really hurt us. You know, a missed block here or there, an incorrect assignment, and we even had a false start sprinkled in. So getting behind the chains just doesn't work well for us and what we're trying to do. So this week, you know, the goal has been get up, know who you're blocking, know where you're going, and know what we're doing. And, you know, retain possession of the ball and move it down the field and make their defense stay on the field a little bit longer than we did against Pleasant Ridge.
All right, Coach, thank you for taking the time, and good luck this Friday.
Thank you. Have a great week.